You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. School's out, summer's at hand, and that means it's time to make vacation plans. Mission Point Press in Traverse City has your back. They're out with a true insider's guide to Northwest Michigan, Traverse City, the surrounding area, and Leelanau County. It's called Inside Up North. Heather Shaw is here with us. She's lead writer of this new book, along with contributor Jody Taylor. Both of them work for Mission Point Press, and it's a pleasure to welcome you both to Stateside.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for us.
Thank you. Well, Heather, tell me how you wanted this book to be different from the typical travel guide.
The book started with a kind of focus group. A bunch of locals got together at Ann Stanton's house. She's part of Mission Point Press as well. And it was a little bit cynical at first. We had stories like, how to take a trip south of town to see the bearded lady who sells beef jerky, or how to go visit the Sleeping Bear sand dunes and get rid of your kids. We did keep that last story, but we did jettison more of the cynical stuff. And we just tried to cover all the amazing, diverse things that there are to do in the area besides going to the dune climb in the sand dunes, or Leland's Fish Town, or the Cherry Festival.
The greatest hits that make every list.
Yes.
And it does seem, indeed, that you have something for everyone in here, whether someone has never been to the Traverse and Leelanau area, or if they've been a lot and they think they know all about it. You really have them covered in this book, don't you?
Ann Stanton, again, our partner at Mission Point Press, she says that this is a great book even for locals because every page has something new and exciting. And when you live up here, you tend to get a little lazy about getting out.
So it can motivate people.
Yes.
And Jody, I'm wondering, how long have you lived in Northwest Michigan?
I was born here. So was Heather.
You're a lifer. Heather as well. So this is truly insider information.
It really is. And what that focus group meeting that she talked about was fascinating for me because there were people who were woodsmen, you know, hunters and fishers, and they knew different things than the musician in the group. So all of us coming together brought this plethora of information. And like Heather said, even locals are learning stuff. I didn't know that loons can't walk on land.
Because there's really, besides here's where you can go and find a great meal or get a great view or have a great pint of beer, you also have these great pieces of nature knowledge really coming courtesy of you, Jody Taylor, the Taylor's Encyclopedia of Local Knowledge, like how to find pretty rocks, or I love the how to pee in the woods, because that is an important
thing. Yeah, that
thing.
One was fun. It was a group of friends that we always go camping together, and so we tested different.
Yeah, it is truly a lab-tested techniques in here. What is the up north that you've lived in, you know so well, that you want to share with visitors through your book, Heather?
You know, we have 21% of the fresh water in the world here. So that's absolutely astounding. You tell that to somebody who's not from Michigan, and they can't even believe that. Also, Traverse City in particular is a real jewel. It's got this gigantic public waterfront and two tunnels so that you can get back and forth to the beach. And it has, in my humble opinion, the best food north of Chicago. Even Mario Batali thinks we have the best food. He calls it a gastronomic destination. You can get sushi and tacos and Italian and French and noodles and vegan and vegan and bakeries. And we don't have an Indian restaurant, however.
This is true.
Yeah.
Mm. Anybody out there who wants to open an Indian restaurant, please come up and do that.
And then you can get outside. We have bike trails that go town to town. You can go from Traverse City up to Leelanau County. The National Lakeshore has recently, I don't know if they've completed it yet, but it's a whole series of trails where you can bike from the dunes to Glen Arbor to Empire to the camping areas. It's just an amazing place.
You've got so much in this book that really is for everyone. Things for kids and teens and singles and adults of all ages and dog lovers and so on. Do you have any idea, like, how many factoids or how many tidbits do you actually have in Inside Up North?
Wow, I don't know.
Every page is packed with things.
Yeah, I think it's upwards of a million.
There you go. Yeah, we talk about roadkill and motorcycles and nude beaches, talking skulls, meteors that burned down Michigan in 1871.
This is not the run-of-the-mill book by a long shot, and I know you have photographs. How did you decide? Because there's just this universe of things to do and see in that northwest Michigan area. How did you decide what was going to make the book and how to organize it all?
I tried to get everything in there I possibly could. And here's something that I'm the designer as well as a writer and an editor. And I think that there's a big advantage to that, because as you're pushing the words around on the page, you can say, oh, I have a little space here. Let's talk about bees, or let's talk about flowers, or let's talk about sandhill cranes. And so there's a big advantage to having a designer who can also write. And we'd like to add something every year and make it kind of like a whole earth catalog that just keeps growing a little bit, like the stories that run across the bottom of the page.
Mm-hmm. And it's designed to be redone every year, because I see you've got, for example, this year's summer festivals, concerts, fairs, and sales. But then that way you can kind of take the core of the book and just tweak it every year with the new dates.
That's right. Yes. And we'd like to add things to do up a little bit farther north from us: Charlevoix, Harbor Springs, Petoskey, Mackinac Island. There's lots of good stuff up there. But keeping Traverse City as the hub of everything, you can take day trips. You can make it all the way to Mackinac Island and back in a day.
Indeed. Jody Taylor, I know we're talking to folks who say, oh, I know Traverse, I've been to Leelanau. So give us a few ideas from the book that would surprise the veterans. Maybe that little tidbit that is in there about Michigan's nude beach, for instance.
Well, actually, we all knew about it. And they, when the Park Service came in, they kind of put the skids on it. But there are, you can still hide.
Easily.
Yeah.
And where is this?
It's at Otter Creek at the National Lakeshore.
Okay. It's, yeah. As you say, probably the best known nude beach in Michigan.
Yeah.
There's a really good place north of Leland. Everybody goes to Leland. They go to Fishtown. That's all they do. But there's a little park just north of Leland called Hodeck Dunes. And it's an amazingly diverse park. And it doesn't have the crowds. Fishtown is a zoo. So you can walk in the dunes, you can walk in these big old forests with these giant birch trees. And last week I walked there and there were hundreds of pink lady slippers. Hundreds. I'd never seen anything like it, and I've lived here my whole life. So we have lots of really cool things like that you just might miss if you go to the same old spots.
You know, and I was out at Sleeping Bear yesterday, and I stopped in a shop in Glen Arbor, and a woman came up to the shopkeeper and said, how much are the Petoskey stones? And I thought, oh, honey, they're free.
And you even give us a guide on how to find the pretty stones in this.
And we went out right after that and went to Glen Haven right by the cannery, and my son found three within like 5 minutes.
There really is a sense of fun and exploration in Inside Up North, but you've done work that can mean something to a lot of small businesses in Northwest Michigan, the kinds of places, as you say, that might get overlooked for the same old, same old.
Well, Traverse City has always been a bit of an innovator. You know, 100 years ago, there were no trees here, and even as all those trees were coming down, the lumberman founding father, Perry Hanna, was building his retirement home and looking at that view of the bay that he had created. And so the innovation 100 years ago meant tearing down those sawmills and cleaning up the waterfronts and building hotels. And then 50 years ago, it meant signing over your summer home to create a national park. And a lot of people these days who were born here moved away, learned to do something, and brought it home, like Mike and Denise Busley, who created
Grand Traverse Pie.
Grand Traverse Pies. They learned to bake pies in California, brought it home. It's all over the state. Or the Myers brothers, who went to Europe backpacking and saw kiteboarding and brought it home and stamped it on a T-shirt and created a whole new culture. Or Bob Sutherland, who created Cherry Republic by first selling T-shirts out of the back of his car. Pies, Liberty, and
speeches.
Give us a sense, each of you, your perfect up north moment. What's that like?
This is Jody, and I live in southern Grand Traverse County, halfway between the Boardman River and the Manistee River. And my perfect day is to go probably down to the Manistee, and the North Country Trail runs along it. This is south of Fife Lake, north of Cadillac. And so you could walk all the way to North Dakota, I think. I've never done that. But it wends its way along the Manistee River and through the woods, and it's well-maintained and hardly anybody's on it. And you just get this sense of the water and the old growth and the new growth of all our woods. And each season it's different because, like, the lady slippers, and then you get Indian paintbrush, and then you get the coloring leaves, and then in the winter you can snowshoe. So having that within 15 minutes of my front door is a blessing.
And Heather Shaw, what's your perfect up north moment?
Well, that depends. We get a lot of family coming up here, family and friends, just constantly all summer long. And I have to say that it's really fun just to take the kids and go downtown and go to the splash pad. And then you go to the beach, and then you go to the splash pad, and then you go downtown and you get some crazy great meal. And then you go back to the beach. And then you get a kayak and you go up and down the Boardman. It's just absolutely perfect. It's quotidian. Everybody can do it, but it's so much fun.
Well, the fun is all inside this new book, Inside Up North, the complete tour, sport, and country living guide to Traverse City area, Leelanau County. Heather Shaw, Jody Taylor of Mission Point Press. Fun, fun book. Lots of great information. Thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs. You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio.